Something flashed by her window, moving into the light and then out again too quickly for the eye to follow. She pulled back, stopping her descent, and hung suspended in the water as she typed, "Did you get that? Can you slow it down?" The reply would take at least 30 seconds, time for them to get the request, slow the footage, watch it, and send back an answer. Heather began to turn slowly, lights bouncing first off the wall of the trench itself, and then off the nothingness beyond, illuminating absence. The water was crystalline and clear, lacking most of the high cloudiness of the photic zones. It was a lack of plankton and larval animals, which accounted for much of the usual distortion. Down here, it was just her, and the sea, and whatever had swum past. Her console flashed. The answer was coming through. "Heather?" it said. "Heather, please?" it said. "Heather, please remain calm," it said. Heather frowned. This piecemeal method of communication was nowhere near good enough. "Heather, please remain calm and return to the surface," said the full message. Heather's frown deepened. She hesitated with her fingers above the keys, trying to decide on her reply. If she said no, they would argue. If she asked why, she'd be as good as agreeing to return. And she didn't want to return. It had taken time and effort to get this deep, to enter the stretch of sea that she'd been dreaming of since the day she signed on for this mission. She could descend again, but there was only one first dive in any one location. One chance to make a first impression. Without a clear and obvious danger, she didn't want her first impression of the Challenger's deep to be undefined motion on a monitor and fleeing like a scared puppy with her tail between her legs. She wanted to know. Heather pulled back her hand. The communication channels were bad enough, attenuated and stretched thin by the water, that it would be at least a minute before anyone could say for sure that she wasn't responding. She could cover a lot of ground in a minute. Heather hauled on the controls and her minnow continued its descent. She had been slow before. She was glacial now, turning her submersible in an effort to record everything around her, every scrap of motion and distant, shadowy glimpse of the walls of the deep. She didn't want to bring her running lights all the way up until she reached the bottom. And she was going to reach the bottom. This was her Everest, and she was taking her time to make sure she made it all the way. The video feed of her descent would prove it had happened. The video of her ascent would tell the scientists on board where they wanted her to go next, when she went for them, and not for herself. This drop, this descent, this was all for her. This had always been for her. The message light on her console blinked. Heather glanced at it, interested. "Heather, come back to surface now," it said. Apparently it had taken longer to come through because it was coming through complete. Interesting. The packet rate must have been scrambled by the water. Quickly she typed, "Too deep for swift descent. Finishing mapping pass. Surfacing on schedule," and pressed send. Let them yell when she got back to the ship. There was no way she was cutting this mission short for anything but a natural disaster. She turned her eyes back to the viewing window, easing herself farther downward. The natural disaster swam toward her with a sinuous, rippling motion, cutting through the water like it possessed no resistance at all. Heather took her hands off the controls, eyes going wide and chest going tight. When she signed up for this mission, it had been with her eyes on the Challenger Deep, not because she believed, for even an instant, that she was going to find anything. It was looking at her.